Metro goes from selling smelly candles to luxury diapers?
And Black China went from Street Fighter to dipping in some holy water. We'll explain.
Welcome to Dish Nation, y'all.
Hey! Hey!
Let's start dishing first. Sherry, what you got, mommy?
All right, Chewy. Well, it looks like Adele can say hello while she's right next to her bae, Rich Paul.
Wow.
Because reportedly, they've moved into a $58 million home together.
What?
Yes!
Excuse me, what?
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Wow.
$58 million. Adele shared a series of photos on IG showing the couple standing in front of a gorgeous white-colored home and Rich holding a key in his hand with the caption, "Time flies." Okay, now here's the thing, y'all. They have only been dating a year.
Damn.
Is this the right step to take?
Why
Man.
Not?
Do it.
I'm just
do it,
curious
girl.
As to who put down the money. You know, like, you know. Like,
really?
Do you
Come
buy
on,
$58 million?
Really?
Yo, Rich Paul is a hustler. He got some dough, and I know Adele is rich, too.
Well, yeah, if you represent LeBron James, your commission is very high.
Right.
And I'm sure.
Yeah.
But here's the one thing that I am concerned about. In this time of social media and people, I think sometimes we're a little bit out of touch as celebrities, and when we keep showing our stuff, we're happy about it.
Yeah.
But there's so many people, and I think you showing your house like that,
It
literally, if I wanted to find out where they were, it don't take much.
Right.
So
You couldn't get in the gates, though, girl.
People who are desperate, when you want to do something, they find a way to do it.
And they will get desperately shot.
I think they take that into account, Brett.
Mm-hmm. Trespass if you want.
But I heard Sylvester Stallone told everybody that she was buying a house. So yeah, people know, because that was his house. So
that's up there. And I know exactly where he is.
Me too.
Okay, see, that's what I'm
see,
saying.
I know exactly where that's
you
at.
You know exactly where it is.
Adele, we're showing up for lunch.
Yeah, but me and Chewy, we'd be
we
right
already
there.
Been over there.
She gonna think we the help.
Yeah,
she gonna think we clean.
She
you
really is.
Well, she might
you
think I'm Rich Paul's cousin.
Right.
She's gonna think
I'm, y'all. Oh, the landscape is here, love. Can you go brush that over there?
And that look like your mama needs.
Yeah. Darling. Well, all right, Brad, honey. Now, you're gonna love this, honey. Ms. Gwyneth Paltrow wellness and lifestyle brand launched a bougie baby called, or should I say a baby item called the diaper. Now, it's made with virgin alpaca wool and fastened alpaca.
What is that?
That's those alpacas that run around
like
kangaroos.
It's like a camel.
Look like a llama.
Exactly, honey.
Sure.
And it's fastened, honey, with amber gemstones infused with a scent of jasmine and bourgeois. For a revitalized baby, honey. Set to go for only $120 per pack of 12, which that's cheap.
All right, it's the most expensive, but hold on, y'all. It's a joke. Gwyneth shared the diaper is a fake product designed to expose the ridiculousness of taxing diapers with a luxury product. This is hilarious, y'all. She
bamboozled
y'all.
But isn't that what Goop is? A bunch of overpriced luxury products?
Right.
Actually fit right in with everything else.
Right in her line.
Exactly. I mean, literally.
Crazy.
This is the gift that I was thinking. As soon as I heard it, I said, this is the perfect gift for Brett and Judy's baby. Because it's like one of them rich people gifts.
Yeah.
I think it would have done well.
This is too much on a baby's skin. Like, I don't.
But real talk, you would get one for your dogs, though, wouldn't you?
If my baby had on a diaper under this to protect the skin, then maybe, but not like...
Hell, I'll wear that diaper, baby. Are you crazy, baby?
Gary said he would wear that.
I'll wear that diaper.
Well, all right, y'all, seems like things are getting worse for Blak Chyna. Now, first she lost her court case against the Kardashians, and now she's being investigated. Forget this, y'all. Assault.
No!
It was against her friend Sequoia King. Apparently, she tried to chop her down.
So,
the two women were partying at a club last week when they started arguing. Now, Sequoia told the Daily Mail that Chyna broke her phone, and that's when things got even worse. Check this out.
Whoa.
She charged towards me, and I'm preparing to fight her. I'm waiting for hands to come towards me, but instead of hands, she kicks me right in my stomach. I stumbled back. I got knocked down.
Okay, y'all, first of all, I know Sequoia's calm. Sequoia looked like she can fight.
Yeah, Sequoia.
So when she said that, because Blak Chyna is tiny. When Sequoia said the Blak Chyna kicked her in her belly, I'm like, and what you do? Sequoia looked like she can throw down.
Right.
But some people know the game better than others. If you're getting assaulted by a rich person, you just got to roll
you
over and take
there.
It.
Mm-hmm.
And hope people that are filming.
That's right. You just stand there. You don't do nothing.
Yeah,
bite your own tongue, start bleeding from the mouth. But there's more to the story, though. There's more to the story. Sequoia also said that Chyna blocked the bathroom at the club and tried to charge people between $5 and $100 to get in.
Jesus okay. Christ.
Well, yeah, you're going to get kicked in the stomach.
Yeah, there's some, me too.
Yeah, because when
China,
I got to go.
Yeah,
doing?
I'm going to drop kick you. I'm going to drop kick you.
Yeah.
I'm prairie dog.
First of all, how is Black China? If you have seen Black China, the little, she ain't nothing but 4'10". She's a little big.
Sherry, it's always the little ones that can give you the 1-2 check, yo. Yeah. It's always the little
She's
ones.
Concentrated violence in a small frame.
When I go to a club, the first things I look for are a chair and where's the bathroom.
Okay.
All right. This is where I'm at in my life.
She's charging people to go in the bathroom because she's trying to collect on $400,000 to take these Kardashians back to court.
How much has she raised?
$1,300, Sherry.
I thought she was trying to get $400,000
yes,
from this.
Yes, she has $1,300.
May I make a donation on behalf of Dish Nation if you guys would dropkick me
$20?
Dropkick? Yeah, I don't have $20 to donate to
that. Oh, man.
Moving on! Seems like Black China may be trying to turn over a new leaf and is asking Jesus to fix it. I mean, Jesus, baby.
What
now,
happened?
Yesterday was her birthday. Happy birthday, China. And to celebrate the occasion, she got baptized, y'all.
Oh,
she got
baptized. Yes.
That's beautiful. She put the caption with the video, born again on my birthday, 5/11/22, hashtag new beginnings. How
was
beautiful
that, was
is
that
this?
Before she kicked Sequoia in the stomach? I hope that she kicked it before
I
she got Jesus.
I think it was
Jesus.
Before. I
mean, that was her purging the last bit of violence out.
Yeah.
But here's a question, y'all. Is this going to solve her problems, being baptized? What do you think? She's
yes,
born again?
She's
going
to be
what?
Close to God, and once you get baptized, all your sins are washed away, so
yeah,
I am very
sins,
proud of her.
But
owe.
in a pool
that part.
Pool water with chlorine?
Yeah, because they got this holy water, Brad. They got some holy water up in there, honey. And
that's her pool, you think?
Oh, that was her pool?
I see a lot of people talking about how, like, the video's in slow motion. It's actually regular speed. That's just the water trying to part as they dip her into it.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
wow.
HK.
We call that the Moses effect.
That's it.
All right, now y'all know Madonna loves being a mother. She has 6 kids, after all. And believe it or not, she just gave birth again at the age of 16.
How?
Now, before you call the Guinness Book of Records, let me explain. She released a trio of explicit animated NFTs that show butterflies and trees coming out of her hoo-ha. Life source. Yeah, her life source. Now,
her
the NFT
source.
Collection is called Mother of Creation, and it will be sold for charity. And get this, it also includes a 3D model of Madge's Lady Garden, darling.
Oh. Lady Garden. Listen, it's Madonna.
It's pretty.
Where she's not, she's always... She's been, since the beginning of her career, it's been about shock value.
Oh,
and it's like, yo, she's doing it. She's doing it, yo.
I'm surprised they went with butterflies instead of bats.
Well, I don't really understand.
But they should do like a celebrity version of this where it's like all the different famous people that have been linked to Madonna coming out of her life. Like Sean
Penn. Hanging on the tree.
Coming out of there. Bobby Brown is like doing a Don't Be Cruel dance coming out of there. And like
Dennis Rodman is bouncing a basketball out of there.
I bought that book Sex. Y'all remember that book Sex?
Yeah,
I bought it.
You did?
When I was a legal secretary, I didn't think it would be worth anything. I got evicted so much it got lost in the eviction. But it reminds me of this. Like, it was very artistic.
Yeah, it's really dope.
That was truly an NFT for its time because it wasn't the easiest thing to find. And, like, as a kid being underage, I had to, like, draw my mustache on a little bit thicker. But, like, yeah, I'm 18. Send me the book. It didn't work.
Woo!
Well, up next, Sarah Silverman shared something intimate that she does with her boyfriend. But will it turn you on or will it make you cringe?
Oh.
Find out after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back. So Sarah Silverman is no stranger to having a dirty mouth. Literally. Child, a comedian pulled up to The View and revealed a cringeworthy hygiene routine she shares with her boyfriend, Rory Albanese. Listen to this.
You started dating, and not only are you sharing your bed, you're sharing your toothbrush.
Ew. That's disgusting.
I told you I was befuddled by that.
I have never shared a toothbrush with another person in my life, and for some reason with Rory, we have never not used the same toothbrush. Why is that so gross? We kiss each other where we...
Okay.
She does have a good point. There's other things that we do with our mouths that is way worse than
that is true.
I feel like that's now on the table. Let's do it.
I don't want you using my watch. I don't want you using anything that I clean my body with.
I'm
with that.
Because if I don't have my toothbrush, I will be like, baby, let me borrow your toothbrush. So
okay, Brett does it. All right.
I can't.
I think when you really rock it with somebody, like, you should go hard until your DNA is identical.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like,
if a snake bite my baby, I'm going to suck the blood so she don't die. Wow. So it's whatever.
And my baby don't have to get bit, but I'm going to suck the blood.
Gary!
I am over here melting. I am melting from bacteria. Moving on. It is time for a
baby report.
So, Diane Kruger finally revealed her and Norman Reedus' daughter's name after 3 years.
Wow.
In a recent interview, the actor said, I had her late in life at 42, and Norman had a child when he was much younger. Nova in Latin means new beginning, and a Nova star keeps changing and is reborn. And we love Tennessee and the Smoky Mountains. We do motorcycle trips there.
I love when you do your view voice.
Me too.
Is that the view voice?
When you don't tell your baby name for 3 years, that's the way you talk. I bet you that's the way that lady talk. So Nova, Tennessee, congratulations. I love the name.
It's a great name.
But 3 years, don't y'all think that's a long time to reveal the baby's name?
I mean, maybe you gotta keep it a secret. Magic, you know? You don't want everybody up in your business. Sometimes you gotta keep something for you and yours.
Like, keep your toothbrush, you and yours. Your baby name.
Sherry, I'm befuddled you would say such a thing.
Yeah, I'm so befuddled too, Brett. Like, Brett, when you finally have your baby, are you gonna keep the name a secret for
a couple of months,
years? Or are you gonna tell everybody off the bat?
What you gonna do, Brett?
I digress. And I'm befuddled, you would ask.
I guess that means she's gonna be 3 years.
Three, 4 years, Zella.
I tell you, boy.
People won't know my baby's name till they're 16.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, time to have some fun with my favorite job.
What the fashions?
And baby, these shoes say Balenciaga, but they look like they came straight out of Skid Row. Brand y'all is selling destroyed, honey, sneakers for $1,800. And yes, there are only 100 pair of the exclusive look that's being sold. So, if you're looking, honey, to rock struggle couture, this summer you better run, baby, and get you a pair right now.
There's a homeless guy I know named Wolf who's going to be so befuddled when he finds out the shoes that he's wearing look like these $1,800 shoes.
You said Balenciaga.
Yes, Balenciaga.
Balenciaga. If I see anybody wearing these, I'm going to do you like Blak Chyna and kick you in the stomach.
Yeah,
that's,
no, I mean, that is ridiculous. Amazing. These are stunning. I mean, I'll never see another queen in them, honey.
It is only 100. Pair, they are exclusive. I wouldn't really like wear a pair.
Exactly.
Brad, I have a pair of Chuck Taylors that I can do the same thing to them and sell them to you, and I can write Balenciaga on the side.
There's a difference between the real and the fake.
Send me a pair and I'll just run them through the dirt. This is exactly what Gwyneth Paltrow was talking about.
Exactly.
You can put anything on anything and rich
and
people are dumb enough to buy them.
I'm not going to say they dumb enough, but bitch, I'll wear these shoes and look at all y'all like, bitch.
I'm befuddled. All right. Coming up, the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial gets a $30,000 visit from fans.
Oh,
we'll explain that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard's defamation trial is bringing out fans from all around the world.
Now, it
seems like ladies are in support of Captain Jack Sparrow, and they are doing everything to get Johnny's attention. They've camped outside the courthouse overnight. One lady even picked up her belongings in Britain and came over to America to attend, and has so far spent around $10,000. Another lady took a year's worth of paid vacay and spent $30,000 so far. And when asked why, she said she gets wet for Johnny.
These women literally have there's nothing going on in their life. So this is a memory they will have for the rest of their lives. Now, they won't have a pension, but this is a memory that they're going to have. Because it makes me sad that there's nothing that they can look forward to except spending all their hard-earned money to go see Johnny Depp.
Johnny kind of works the room a little differently. Like, he looks at everybody in the courtroom, everybody thinks they got a shot at banging Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
And when you think about these women have, like, Johnny Depp has been intertwined into these women's life
their whole
life. 21 Jump Street and Nightmare on Elm Street if you go far back enough.
Okay.
So there's a connection there that you know, that you can't even explain it.
I was at the Michael Jackson trial in 2004 in Santa Maria, y'all. I covered that trial.
But you went because you was working.
I was working, but to see the thousands and thousands of fans that would camp out in front of the courthouse just to get a glimpse of Michael, and that's when, if you remember, that's when Michael jumped on the Suburban and started dancing.
Right, if I would not have looked crazy, I would have been on that lawn. You hear me?
Right! There was lookalikes. There was people taking pictures with cardboard cutouts of Michael.
Oh my.
People were going crazy. So it's just kind of reminiscent of that.
Anybody got wet for Michael? Did you
possibly, yes. Possibly, absolutely. Yes. Gary, yes.
Moving on. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills season 12 premiered last night.
Yes.
And the ladies' taglines have been revealed.
Ooh.
Now, I thought it would be fun for all of us to give a good read and see who did it the best.
Ooh,
now, I'm going to go first with Kyle Rich's tagline, which I don't like as much. But when you're the real deal, you don't have to pretend.
Oh!
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm going to do Dorit Kimsley's, okay?
Okay.
you can take all my things and you won't have taken a thing that matters.
All right.
Y'all gave me the most annoying housewife. Thank you so much. Sutton Strax is, if you want a seat at my table, you best mind your manners.
See, y'all gave me the fanciest one. I got Garcelle Bouvet. She said,
the sexiest one.
I don't need the spotlight. I shine just fine.
I like that. Okay.
And
okay.
I'm Miss Lisa Rinna, baby, honey. Hi, I'm Karma. And yes, I'm a bitch.
Those are really good tags. Who would we revise, y'all?
I would do Miss Doris. She said, you could take all my you won't have taken a thing that matters.
Okay, that's gangster.
I like that.
Anna Shea Reed. I like that.
I like that. She's from Connecticut.
All right, y'all. Up next, Bobby Shmurda doesn't care if his woman has shmoney. He'd say he'd rather she can do this one thing. The answer to that, y'all, after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. This is the last story of the day, so
Dish is it.
Like Bobby Shmurda is annoyed with the ladies. About a week ago, the smutty rapper took to Twitter to dish out his need for a woman to cook for him, right? Now, according to Bobby, all the good-looking women he's encountered can do everything except make a home-cooked meal.
You got a baddie and she loves you, the bitch will learn how to cook if she wants to stay.
Right.
I'm confused.
But a lot of baddies like to go out and eat. A lot of baddies like to get that Uber Eats or Postmates popping. But yo, like,
you know what I do if I go on a date? I order from DoorDash and I put everything on the good china.
There you go.
And then when he comes over, I take it out the oven and I go, whoo.
That's so deceitful.
That's what I do.
Yeah. That's great. That's smart.
Sherry,
that's
smart. You're
breaking the rules. Now, we supposed to be baddies. Now, you sitting there talking about you ordering food.
Gary, you're a baddie. Can you cook?
Yes. I can't cook that much, but I know how to cook goulash. Have you heard
goulash?
Of goulash?
It's like a mixture of like a bunch of types of food, right?
But we used to eat goulash in school, and that's how I learned how to cook it. You take ground meat, corn, and ranch-style beans and put it all together.
It's like a, it's like food. It's if like food was a mixtape.
Chili with corn.
And it's a way to a man's stomach.
Yes. Facts.
Jerry, I'm going to give you that recipe.
That man going to have an itis later on.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.